Good morning, everyone. I'm Ashley Hunter. I work for Tessella. As David's just said, we provide Safety Deposit Box as a digital preservation system. I'm a project manager there, and I've been involved in 6 of our 12 now customer installs. So my talk today really is to explain the work that we've been doing in work package 14. I'm the work package lead for this work package in APASEN, and this is specifically to look at common testing environments. So, a test environment really is a framework which gives us an ability to assess and verify how a system or a process may work in response to specific tests or cases that it's given. And it's useful in the digital preservation framework to have test cases which are test the efficacy of our tools, of our test techniques that we've developed over the many years now, to see how well they work and perform. Like David says, there's been actually quite a lot of research work in this over the last few years, and there's different viewpoints as to how each individual test system performs. And it's very common for us to be very clear about how well our tests work, but we don't necessarily highlight where our tests don't work. We never kind of see they're kind of almost test environments, I think, in the past have been very much about just telling us that, yes, they've got the right result. So we kind of thought with this one that actually as a network of excellence we need to be a bit more broader than that, and we need to be able to explore a way of seeing how test environments across the domain can be applicable, and how different test cases from different aspects of digital preservation can be applied to each other. So we wanted to develop this in a way that was common. Again, we don't want to be just specific to, say, document-centric test environments or data-centric test environments. We want to have a bit of cross-coverage. So I'm sure you're probably all familiar with the preservation technology stack that's dependent there, but I just thought I'd provide it. So you've got to be aware of obsolescence issues with the hardware, the software that's then loaded on that hardware, the environment around which that software exists. You know, you might have preserved the software system, but if it interacts with Active Directory and you haven't preserved that, what happens then? Does it work still? And then you also have to keep the designated community more of the future aware of how the information object that you're currently trying to preserve was derived, was used, what its form is, that kind of thing. So all these things are effectively available, subject to obsolescence, and we need to protect against those. So we had quite a lively discussion, I think, to say in our meetings about how we would tackle this very difficult problem of cutting across the broad church of test environments. And I think we've come to the conclusion that actually we're going to have to do it through a process of classification. By doing this, at least we can at least with an initial classification, we can see how our initial analysis works, and then maybe refine that over time. But we have to make a start. We have to find a first place. So we've gone with the idea of trying to classify test cases by object type. So what is that information object that you're trying to preserve? Is it a website? Is it a database? Is it a data file? Or is it a document? Then look at the threat that is imposed on that object currently, and And then also look at what you can do to actually try and combat that threat. What is the process that you do to protect it? And the key purpose here is, one, it will provide us with, I suppose, a list of things that we do well, but also the things that we don't do well. We shouldn't be afraid of trying to highlight where there are lack of performance in some of the test environments that we currently have, and that should help us direct us in terms of where we need to go in the future in terms of digital preservation. Oh my goodness, it's going quickly. Right, so we'll whip through. So, test environments. Obviously, in-house, we have inputs from our own partners. We have Casper's approach, where it takes on representation information to protect the information. We have Safety Deposit Box, which we commonly provide as a test install to allow potential customers to evaluate it and see if they would like to use it. Sharman has taken on multivalency approaches, and Plato, a preservation planning tool, which has been integrated in the past with Planets and the Planets process, and I think it's being probably carried on in Scape. I'm not part of Scape, so I don't know, but I think that's probably the case. But the point is, we want a system where it's not just us. We don't want to be looking internally within a Parson. We want to look externally as well. So we need to integrate with other projects, find out, like I say, Scape. We know that they've got a test environment that's scalable, or that at least that's the objective of the project. So we need to find some way of integrating our view of the world with them as well. So in terms of the identified techniques, these again shouldn't be too unfamiliar to you all. So there's transformation, commonly Word documents in archives get moved over to PDF or PDFA. Emulation, where you take a obsolete hardware and render it in a new technology through simulation. I suppose as a side to that, there's virtualization as well, which is slightly different because it's sharing those resources. It has to be on the same sub-architecture. And then there's something that I've gained more of an appreciation by my work in a Parson, is this view of how you can use representation information networks to further secure your digital object by providing further information. So by adding that additional kind of node to what you've already got, then you can protect your information object. So there might be that actually there's a whole heap of other approaches we've not considered. Well, I don't know, but we're open to that. But there's definitely cases where it's a combination of all those. So what we've done is taken user scenarios. These need to be kind of the real-world examples of what people have done in see in terms of their preservation challenges. And to start off with, we've looked internally at our own kind of initial contributions and from a Parson partners to work up a user scenario set of test cases. But clearly we want to expand. We want to get to understand the stuff that we don't know about. And from that perspective, we need to talk to other organisations and individuals to try and expand our horizons. So what we've developed is a user scenario template, and it's not too onerous. Effectively at the top we've got some identification information of about this kind of user case and who's created it. We provide some background information about why you're doing it. Oh my goodness. And then some information about the threats and the preservation technique that you'll take on to reduce the threat from that. A quick example then of what we've done in the past. So this is one that David's provided to us. We've got a wiki where we put all these on for now, but that may change. Effectively, it's of an astronomical satellite that was storing data in this older Vicar format that was binary, and then we've had to transform it in some way to a new FITS format, and there's several threats there that affect this in terms of maintaining its usability in the future. So what we've done is we've developed several of these user cases. We've extracted combinations of test cases. I know. Because each user case might actually have several test cases within it. So we've extracted that kind of information, and we're going to plot this matrix. So getting onto that one, because that's the more fun one. What this kind of shows you is actually a kind of test environment landscape. So here's your test cases as rows, and we've got the test systems as columns. I've not actually evaluated any others other than SDB at the moment, because we're in that process of our work at the moment where we're looking at this. But to just take two quickly then. So image, maybe you've got a whole heap of TIFFs, 50 terabytes. Over time, that's going to be far too expensive to look after, perhaps. So you take the view that you need to reduce that by using JPEG 2000. And as you can see here, SDB can do that. Take, however, a 3D format, something like Katia, and you know, okay, we can find out that yes, there's a LOTAR project that is helping define how you might migrate such a file, but actually SDB can't do that at the moment. But actually, maybe test environment over here that is specifically designed for LOTAR can. So through this way, we hope to define basically a test environment capability space. It gives us a snapshot of where all the different test environments currently are in their ability to deliver preservation solutions. And hopefully over time we'll see those go from red to green or maybe to orange, and it'll give us some direction as to where we need to go going forwards in terms of our research. So last slide really, which is challenges. Let's have your scenarios. I've cunningly given in this slide you the template and also a worked example. So please feel free to send me at this address your completed use cases that you think will challenge our test environments. Okay, that's me then.
I'm going to rush on.